Hey everyone, my name is Gordy Nixon. I work with the junior hires at our Ramona campus. And the question of today for you is, how many of you are like me and you just love the feeling of being in control? I don't know if any of you are like me in the sense of I like to know that I'm calling the shots. I like to be in charge of the plan, the schedule, to know what's going on. It brings me comfort and it brings me relaxation to know that I know what's going on, that I'm in control. I don't know if you're also like me and you have a bit of a perfectionist side to you, and it's hard for you to relinquish power and to relinquish control to somebody else because that unknown of not being sure if they're gonna do the job that you want to be done correctly or that it's gonna work out the way that you want it to be, that's hard and that's difficult. And to give up control is a hard thing for you. Some of you right now, as I'm saying this, you're nodding your head in agreement and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Others of you, you might not be nodding your head in agreement, but in your mind, you're thinking of that person in your life who has that issue, who has that thing that they need to be in control all the time. And just the reality, though, is as much as it is human nature to want to be in control, to want to be pulling the strings, to want to know everything that's going on and to be able to make it go the way we want it to go, the reality of this world and this life is that that's not always the case. We're just human and we are not going to be able to control life. We're not going to be able to control the world. And whether we love control or not, there's just a human nature piece of us that wants to either be the one calling the shots or to be able to trust in the one calling the shots. And just this world says that's not always going to be the case. And if we've experienced difficult times in life before, there's this fear piece that comes with situations where we realize we're not in control. Maybe we've had someone get sick before that we love and that we care about and realize that their health, we can't control that. Or we've lost a job before and realizing that decision, that didn't come down to us. We weren't in control of that. And just the fear that comes with not being in control and the fear that comes with the unknown can cause a difficulty in life, can cause fear in life. And we sit in this position and we've watched the news lately, we've looked at the world around us and we realize that there's not much that we actually can control. And if we're not careful, we can fall into this fear, this anxiety, just this terrifying feeling that comes with not being able to be in control. And so what do we do with that? And so today we're looking at Psalm 46. It's one of my favorite psalms. And I read it when there's times of fear and there's times of just this overwhelming feeling like the world is too much for us. Psalm 46, it goes like this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. It's just describing a time of chaos, a time where quite literally there is nothing a human can do because the world is just chaos all around. Verse 4, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes the war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. And then the key verse of today, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The encouragement I want to give you today when it comes to this idea of not being afraid in times where we feel like we have no control, there's nothing we can do, is this idea of just be still. When was the last time for you in the midst of a time of hopelessness or a time where you felt like everything around you was overwhelming and you had no control in that situation? When was the last time in the midst of your fear that you were just still in the presence of God? And for us, I think that that's a huge thing that we have to learn to do, is realizing that sometimes when it's this battle against our flesh to want to grab back control, to want to get that car back on the road and just battling with this idea of I want control, I want to be in charge because it brings me comfort, is realizing God really is the only one that's in charge. He's really the only one that's in control. He always has been, he is right now, and he always will be. And so for sometimes in those situations of fear, we just have to relax and just say, God, I'm going to be still in your presence. I'm going to let you be in control. And it's this idea of that comfort and that lack of fear comes from this idea of you are conscious of God's presence in your life. And the only way to do that sometimes is to calm yourself and to sit and be still in front of God. And so for me, my encouragement to you today is that idea of when the world is overwhelming, when the world is too much, just be still, sit in the presence of God, recognize Him as in charge, not yourself, and give Him the control of your life. And you'll see what He can do for you from there. I hope you guys have a great day, and we'll see you next time.